Well, good morning. Good morning. Do we say Merry Christmas yet? It's Christmas Eve, isn't it? But we're celebrating Advent still this morning. We're kind of getting ready for Christmas, aren't we? Has anyone opened any presents yet? Did you? Did you? Yeah, we did already at our house. We opened some. Did you open some already? Okay. Well, I got a little present for you here this morning. Treat bags. All right. And I'm going to give each one of you a treat bag this morning. Is that okay? That'd be all right with you? Okay. All right. Except, am I telling you the truth? Am I really going to give you one of these? You think so? Well, that's nice. Well, I could do the Grinchy thing, right? Who's the Grinch? You know who the Grinch is? He steals Christmas. You think I would do something Grinchy, like tell you I'd give you these and then not give them to you? Would I do that to you? Nah. I'll give you one, okay? I promise you. But you know what? Before I do that, let me tell you about some other promises, because the Bible is full of promises, isn't it? Can you think of some promises in the Bible? What kind of promises are in the Bible? The rainbow, when Noah got off the ark, what was that promise all about? Anyone remember? Yeah. There'd never be another flood over all the earth, right? Remember when God made a promise to Abraham and to Sarah in their old age? You remember what the promise was? The promise was, you will have a child, even in their old age. All right? Or how about when God said to his people, I'm going to give you the promised land. All right? Or how about when God said, I am going to send a Savior. Did God keep all those promises? Yeah. And especially we're thinking about the promise when he said he would send a Savior, right? And so an angel came to Mary one day. His name was Gabriel. And the angel said, Mary, you are highly favored, and you're going to have a child, a baby, right? And what is the baby's name going to be? His name will be Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins, right? He will save his people. So, sins. That's all the wrong things that we do and say, right? When we don't obey our parents, right? And we deserve to be punished for those things, but Mary's baby came to save us from our sins. And he would do that by growing up, and he would go to the cross for us and die for our sins so that we could go to heaven with him. It's the best promise of all, isn't it? Really, the best promise of all. And because God kept his promise to you to send you a Savior, he's going to keep his promise to you one day, isn't he? And take you to heaven with him, right? Right? Okay. All right, so it's time for me to keep my promise to you, just like God keeps his promises to us, okay? But before we do that, let's have a word of prayer, all right? You could repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, who was born to save us. Thank you for keeping your promise. Amen. All right, time for me to keep my promise to you. Just like God promised to send you a Savior, he did. Just like Jesus promises he's going to come back one day to take you to be with him, he will. God will keep his promises, right? And I'm going to keep my promise to you now. Here's a treat bag before you go back to your seat. And maybe you shouldn't open it during church yet, okay? Take it home with you and enjoy it. And Merry Christmas to you all.